Oh, my gosh, my Beth, I'm a little bit of a mess.
Well, that's understandable. I mean, you've just experienced a huge change in your life.
Yes, I was just driving over the Bay Bridge and just had total panic. And, oh, my gosh, I had to call in the angels to help me get over the bridge because I just was panicking so much.
Okay, when did the panicking start?
When I first moved to San Francisco, when I first moved here, I was having a lot of panic and anxiety crossing over the bridge, and that transition, that move was a lot for me, I guess, and then I went on Prozac for a while, and that was good, and I never had any problem. And then coming back now to San Francisco, had to drive over the bridge today, and I panicked. The very first time that ever happened to me was right after 9/11, when I had to cross over the bridge in New London, near Connecticut.
Right.
So, but today, it was about 9:45 when I crossed over the bridge.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to check in and we're going to take a look, because I suspect that there is a past life situation here. Okay. So I showed you how to do this, right?
Well, you did, but I was going to ask you today to show that to me again.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay, good.
Okay, so what I want you to do is to bend your arm.
I bend it up, right?
So you bend it up.
Parallel to my
and
body.
Then we're just going to feel for where this experience happened in the past. That's right. Can you feel that?
Where do I feel that? Am I moving my arm?
You're moving your hand forward and just letting your hand feel. You'll feel the air kind of gets a little bit thick.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's where it is.
Too far back. Too far.
Yeah, it's
down.
Not too far. It's not too far forward, right? It's like right.
Right.
Yeah, there it is. So now I'm just imagine now you're holding it there and just bring your, it's like you're dropping your head into your heart and just let it ripple out. There we go. And we're going to do it again. I'm just scanning to see if there's anything else, but I'm not feeling anything else. Well, wait, there is, right up at the top. So again, we're going to when you drop your hand, it totally releases. Did you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, now you may be lightheaded. There you go. How does that feel?
Just better.
There you go. Now, again, the issue wasn't even yours. I mean, I was just interviewing one of my, he was one of my teachers, and he's going to be on my radio show in a couple of weeks, Dr. Mark Dunn. He's a naturopath, and, we were just talking about how, a lot of what happens is we're experienced because there's so many, we're feeling the experiences of so many other people on the planet. And, and I said to him, I said, well, I find that about 80% of the people I work with, what they're experiencing is not even theirs. And he said, oh, yeah, very much so. So that's what happens. Yeah. So take a deep breath. Whew. How does that feel?
Yeah, better.
Good.
So when would I use that?
When you're feeling something, it comes up suddenly like that, and it doesn't seem to have a rhyme or reason, what you want to do is just tap in and just ask yourself. Now, I use muscle testing, and the way I do that is I hold, you know, make a loop with my thumb and my forefinger.
Yeah.
And then I loop my other thumb and forefinger around it. So if something is yes, it holds strong, and if it's no, it comes apart. One of the fingers, one of the hands, the fingers just don't hold. You know, you can just move the hand apart.
Okay.
From it. That's how it works for me. It may not, you know, you ask your body how it wants to show you what's yes and what's no.
Okay.
So why don't you do that?
And what do I ask my body?
Yeah. You just ask your body, give me a yes. You have your hands together.
Yeah.
You know, with the thumb and forefingers looped around each other.
Okay.
Now what's happening?
Okay, so when I pull, it doesn't release for a yes.
Okay, now try a no.
Yeah, okay, and it just totally opened up.
Okay,
through.
So now your body's showing you what's yes and what's no. So did this happen today, like about, what time did this happen?
Probably about 20 to 10 to 10 o'clock, somewhere around there. 10 after 10, you know, 10 o'clock. But before 10.
Okay. Yeah, I think I was tapped into you because something happened and I didn't know what was making me feel really panicked. And so I think I was tapped into you.
Yeah, and then on the way back, which would have been, let's see, about maybe quarter of one, between 12:30 and quarter of one, coming
so
back across.
So what I want you to do is to imagine yourself driving on the bridge now.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Well, it feels a little better than actually doing it.
But what I am feeling, and I think one of the reasons that it happened, I'm feeling a lot of discomfort in my chest. I'm feeling the sadness. I'm feeling the grief. So what happens, I find, is that we create diversions when we're just in such an uncomfortable state. It's real easy to go into a panic. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's where I was, you know, just really feeling the panic. And I've been, you know, just feeling yesterday, a lot of grief yesterday. And
you going through your mom's stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it happens. I just put my mom's picture up on Facebook yesterday and I noticed it was very interesting, this trip to New Mexico, because I was doing some of the inner child work myself. And, you know, and I cleared some stuff before I got there. So which that was kind of interesting, because in the past, I've had a lot of difficulty going to New Mexico and visiting with my kids. Because since I left my former husband, I figured the kids are grown up now. This is my time for me.
Yeah.
And you know, and so my younger daughter was 16 and very needy, you know, and I was kind of done with neediness. So, and what was interesting is I went you know, to New Mexico this time, and my daughter's had a lot of issues going on, and major depression. You can't work with your own kids. It just doesn't work, you know. Mm-hmm. So I found her a wonderful counselor. She's making some great strides with her. And the counselor wanted me to have a session with them, which was, you know, a little trepidation because, you know, you don't know what's going on there,
yeah.
You know. And you feel like, you know, okay, they're ganging up. But anyway, I know, and it's my daughter. I definitely want to be there for her. So it was very interesting because the first day I was there, because of whatever happened on the airplane, when I shifted with this inner child, I was more present than I had been in years. But before that, and the counselor pointed it out to me, which I thought was interesting, was that I had equated that need, her needing me, with being oppressed, because I was very oppressed in my marriage with a very needy husband. So that was very interesting. So definitely, you know, it's always a process. You know, we're always moving through stuff. And, you know, it's just really how wonderful to be able to do that and to be able to share that, you know, with the people that I'm working with. You know, it's an ongoing process, but it was such a rich experience, this trip with my kids, because I was so present. And they both remarked on it. They said, "Mom, you're so present this trip." Thank you for being so present this trip.
Well, I have been, what do I want to say, coming back up some old feelings that I had as a child.
Good.
And as a child, for whatever reason, my parents could never figure it out. I never felt loved. I never felt belonged. I never felt loved. As an adult, I equated that to how I interpreted messages, you know, from my mom. My mom got pregnant with me right after she just had a kid, so she wasn't ready to have another child. But, you know, it was just a very deep embedded, so I don't know if it comes from a previous lifetime, but a deeply embedded feeling of not belonging,
right.
Not being loved.
Right, yeah.
And that has come back up, like, did my mom really love me? You know, I mean, just like sort of nutso thought.
Okay. So that's wonderful. It's great that these feelings are coming up. So the first question we're going to ask is this mine? Okay, so do your muscle testing.
Just no.
No, it's not. It's not even yours. It's your sister, sweetie. If you ask, is this my sister, see what happens.
I have two sisters, so I asked about the one I live with that said no. No.
You're getting two no's?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not either one?
No.
See, I get that it is. But that doesn't mean anything. It's not yours. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask Archangel Michael to bring in a golden net, a golden mesh net, and he's going to surround the feeling. And he's going to take it and pull it out very gently. And take it to the light. And then the feeling there will be cleansed and transmuted into love and light and fill up your energetic body with love and light. How's that?
Good.
Yeah. You know, that was one of the other things I was talking about with Mark today, my former teacher, and, you know, just how it's not always so easy to work on yourself. It's always seems to be so much easier to help other people.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking, I do feel somewhat lost, and I know that I get into this mindset and I can see myself, and but I just let myself stay there, and then it won't too long, I tell myself snap out of it. But really thinking about, oh, you know, it's a lot of work being on this planet, and just thinking why, what do we, you know, I'm 63 years old, and you know, what have I learned, and what, how does it serve me? I'm still where I am, still not knowing what I'm doing, and I don't know. It's just been very, very sort of lost that sense of something, joy, groundedness.
That's okay. Be gentle on yourself, sweetheart. You've gone through a huge shift. You know? And now your life is restructuring, and you're going to have to come to terms with where you are now. So the way that we set a roadmap is we look at where we are, and we look at where we want to go. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, your mom has been such a part of your life. She's your soulmate in so many ways. You have a very deep soul connection to your mom. I'm just checking in, but I'm getting that it's deeper than your sister's. Very deep connection with your mom. See, as I'm saying that, are you feeling what's going on in your chest and your solar plexus?
Yeah, I can feel it in my chest.
Yeah. So let's just explore that feeling, because that is yours. That is yours. And grief, you know, just it's just a natural part of the process, but there's also a fear of letting it go. Because right now, as long as you're holding on to the grief, you don't have to make any decisions with where your life is going to go.
Right.
When you let it go, you don't have any excuses. And there is a lot of fear about what am I going to do now?
Exactly.
So I'm just checking in. Are you ready to let it go? No, you're not. It's serving a purpose. So let's take a look at the fear. So do you feel that? It's first chakra. It's where fear comes in. Lives in your first chakra. Often manifests in other places, but I don't know, for me, I always feel it in my first chakra. It's just letting me know when I tap in. Is that fear? Is it something tribal? Is it security? But this is fear. This is fear of, like, I don't know, you're not alone. See, the thing is that you're thinking that you're alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone. But you're not used to tapping in. You do use the angels, but again, it's almost like you don't think that they're real on some levels because they're not physical.
Right. I can't find the connection.
Yeah.
You know, so that, I mean, I can, I believe that angels are there and they work with me, but I feel like they're behind a closed door, and I don't know how to open the door so that I have an awareness and a connection. And
so what it basically is that you're not trusting that you have a connection to the Holy Spirit and to the angels. Is that true?
I thought I did, but I guess I don't. I feel as if I've lost the connection. Like I've lost how to do that, how to get connected.
It's like you stepped away from that connection, because you've had it all along. You have it now. But when I say that, it's like you don't want it, which is kind of interesting. Mm. When I say that you've lost the connection, you've stepped away from it, do you feel what's going on in your throat?
My throat feels tight.
Yeah. Your throat feels tight. And your solar plexus is very agitated.
Yes.
So what this means, I'm just tapping in here, this is yours. This is a resistance. This is like, I don't want to deal with this now. I don't want to look at it. I want to be grieving my mom. And that's okay. It's serving you right now. It's almost like it's what you feel. Oh, okay. You feel like you owe it to your mom that you need to spend some time grieving her.
Yeah. That came to me yesterday. I felt that if I didn't, it was weird. If I don't grieve, because the grief is really a selfishness. In a sense, it's about my loss, my security blanket, you know, my loss. It's not, I feel bad for her because she's not here. She's, you know, in spirit.
Don't judge yourself for it. This is a huge experience. And what you really need to do is to surround yourself with love. So see yourself holding yourself. And giving yourself the love that you need. Ask yourself, what is it I need to do? Because you're not ready to push forward. You're definitely not ready to push forward. At least today, at least at this junction, that can change in about 5 minutes. We just need to look at it. We need to tap into it. Part of you, and again, this is the conflict. Part of you wants to move forward, and part of you is saying, no, I just lost my mom. And I need to take care of myself. And you need to honor that, sweetheart. What would be good is to think of a project that you could do to honor your mom. Because that will move you forward in a positive way. and at the same time, you're dedicating it to your mom. So when my sweetheart died 4 years ago, I spent a lot of time putting an album together that was, you know, just of photos and you know, times that we had together. Some people might want to, you know, if there was a cause that was really important to her, to, you know, perhaps join an organization or donate time or money or, you know, write an article about her or write a book about her, you know, whatever it is, something that you feel is going to make a difference for other people, that's going to give some, I don't want to say validity, but to honor her, I think is what
okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a moving forward. It's honoring you and it's honoring her. You're not ready to, are you ready now? No. You're not ready quite yet. And that's okay. I know that you knew it was coming. But it's going to mark some big changes for you. And part of you is saying, no, I just don't want to do it yet.
Yeah.
I just need to stop. Honor that. Spend some time, you know, go to the ocean, go out in nature, spend some time, write, journal,
right.
Listen, meditate. What just came to me is that this is a really important time for you right now. I almost feel like something is birthing. And it's almost like you need to have that alone time to tap into it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. I'm looking for opportunities to just sit and be quiet. I have to go to Arizona this week, so I'll be in Arizona, and I'll have an opportunity to do a little stopover in Sedona, and I thought, you know, maybe I want to see a medium. But I just feel I'm, as much as I want to do that, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah. And you will when you're ready.
Yeah.
But again, don't push it. I saw one shortly after my mom died. She was right there. She came right through. I have, you know, and then after Harold died, I have a friend who was really, you know, a good medium, and he came through her. And then she called me, you know, several months later and said, he's here again, and he wants you to do something for her. So, for him. So, that was kind of interesting. But, yeah, I do know people, good people also.
Good. Well, I've just been feeling it out, and it's just not the moment. I can tell it's just not the moment. As much as I, in some ways, want it to be, it's just not the moment. And I'm all right. I won't push that.
No, don't push it. You know, it's a matter of readiness. I'm just checking to see. So let's just honor where you are right now. Let's just feel that love in this space without needing to push forward. Just to be where you are in a place of discomfort and transition, and just know that it's okay to be where you are. that you can love yourself. So to be comfortable with the discomfort. Your mom is around you now, you know that.
I think she must be, but again, I'm not connecting to her.
She is here. She's sending you love. I can feel that. Have you been talking with Archangel Azrael?
Oh, no.
He's very helpful with bereavement. My leg is just moving like crazy, my left leg. It's like there's part of you that's just so uncomfortable with where you are. So let's just go into that place of like this no man's land of wanting to move forward, feeling uncomfortable. And let's just be with these feelings, just for now. Let's just be with this. And let's just ask, what if I were ready to release this? What would that be like? Did you feel that clench in your belly? Did you?
No,
feel
I just.
That? Yeah.
Felt.
Yeah, you're not ready to release this. That's again, it's like no. So there's a part of you, and this is a belief that very interesting that people are supposed to be mourned for how long? You're supposed to grieve for a year.
Oh, geez, I'm too, not young enough to do a year.
I know, right? Yeah, but I'm just saying there is a belief there. So why don't we, that's a limiting belief. So here's what I want you to do. Just, can you take that belief and put it in the box? Remember our box, our vaporizing box?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that you need to grieve for a year. So just put that in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To honor the person that passed. So just put that in the box. We'll put the lid on it. We'll vaporize it. There it goes. Wow. Do you feel that shift?
Yes, I did. You know, it's my mom's personality, very much like, like knock it off, cut it out. You got things to do. Go do it. Do what you're supposed to be doing. she was not one for, she to tell us, I don't want you sad and grieving and blah,
of course
blah, blah.
She doesn't want you. You know, here's the thing. If you were the one who passed, you wouldn't want anybody to be like moping around. You know, you're just sort of like, hey, I want what's best for you. Okay, so now we've released that limiting belief, okay? So now let's look at moving forward. Definitely shifted. I'm definitely feeling the grief. I'm not feeling as much fear. Can you feel that now?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you noticing?
Well, I noticed in my solar plexus sort of a release and easier. And I think there was a lot of fear about, well, I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? Like, what's my life supposed to look like? I don't know. To when that shift, it was, oh, you know exactly what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you do know what to do. Right? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Keep studying, I guess. Keep doing what I'm doing.
Right. You also know what you want to do. You were talking about moving. Oh, feel what's going on in your throat. Just noticing. This also has to do with moving forward. You're not ready to quite move forward yet. And that's a good thing. It's good just to be where you are and let things settle and process. You know, like I remember Susie Orman saying, don't make any decisions for a year after you lose somebody. I don't know that that's necessarily true, but what she's saying is don't rush into anything, you know?
Right. I'm in agreement with that. I just need to settle where I am and just let things settle. And it is uncomfortable. I don't like it, but it's where I'm at.
It's where you're at, sweetie. So, but here's the good point is that you can start to release, you know, the feelings as they come up. So right now, let's tap into what you're feeling. What's coming up right now is the back. You feeling stuff in your upper back, like behind your left shoulder?
Yes, and my right shoulder.
Okay. Yeah, so... Okay, that's a trust issue. So let's just go into that feeling. That's you not really trusting the universe. Okay, it's starting to shift. You feel how that just released?
Mm-hmm.
Still releasing. We're just going to hold it a second. Okay, now I'm feeling, well, it feels a lot lighter. So what if you could trust the angels now? Okay, feel the solar plexus and the behind that left shoulder blade again. Oh, you know what I heard is that you can't trust yourself. Do you know what that's about?
No.
Does that ring true?
I don't know what that means, not to trust myself to like take care of myself.
Yeah, make right decisions.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I think that's the feeling. With my mom going, it's like, you know, I'm thinking, well, I don't have anybody. I have no one that I belong to. I mean, I don't have a spouse. I don't have children. I don't have parents. I have sisters that they're peripheral, if that
right.
makes sense.
So, yeah, here's the thing. You're feeling orphaned. You're feeling like, okay, the buck's stopping here, and I don't know that I'm up to handling it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm up to the task. Yeah, it's been
now
very...
Now ask yourself, is it true?
No.
no. Those are limiting beliefs. So let's take the belief that I'm not up to the task. I can't take care of myself. What else? I'm not strong enough. I'm not good enough. I can't do it. Put all those things in the box. Okay, and close the box, and we're going to zap it. Okay, that's shifting. Now let's take a look at your throat, because that's where the emotions are. Oh, goodness. Shifting, shifting, shifting. You're definitely expanding, but feel all the stuff you're holding in your throat. So just bring your awareness in your throat. Okay. Oh, that's feeling better. Can you see how you've been betraying and sabotaging yourself?
Yeah, how do I stop that?
Well, we got to recognize it first. And is it a pattern? Yes, it is. And is that an ancestral pattern? Yes, it is. So I imagine that your mom did it to some degree, because it's coming through the women in your family. Okay, so let's find where this pattern is. It's in the back of your heart, so we're going to pull it out. I'm seeing a man here with a big beard. He looks like a boat captain, but I'm getting more like a ferry boat. Do you know anything about that? Big brown beard and mustache. Maybe it's a train. Like a conductor. He's in a blue uniform. But I kind of get some sort of transportation. Anyway, he's around you. I don't know what that's about. We're going to pull this out now, this pattern. The self-sabotaging pattern, okay. Okay, so let's find where you are in there and just extricate you. Okay, here we go. There you go. That's feeling better. okay, so that's done. And where does this pattern kind of go? We're just gone. Okay. Whew. Okay. I'll give that a couple of minutes to settle. Got me dizzy.
Excuse me, I'm burping and yawning. And
yeah, that, do you feel how different you feel?
Oof.
Oh, yeah, that feels really good.
Me.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's see. I'm still feeling a lot behind the shoulder blade on the left side. Do you still feel that?
Yeah, I do. And I've been having a lot of pain, particularly on my right side and on my neck and between my shoulder blades and my right shoulder.
Uh-huh.
A lot of pain that I can feel between my left shoulder blade more than my right now, a burning sensation.
Okay, so let's take a look. Is it yours? Yes. And usually, yeah, this is, I kind of feel like it's like a being stabbed in the back situation. I don't know what this is from. Okay, it's a past life thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back. Remember how to do this. Put your hand up. And we're going to go back to before that incident occurs or whatever that created this pain in your back. So we're going to go back to where it is. I'm not finding it. Did you find it?
I had to do it twice. To find
good.
Yeah.
You got it before me because I'm like, no, I'm not feeling it. So you got it. Ooh, that's a good one. Definitely feels better in your back. Now there's stuff coming up in your throat. Throat and chest. There it goes. I love this. It works so quick. And you get feel so good at the same time. Okay, now solar plexus. Solar plexus. This is yours as well. Just feel the feeling, because when you just allow yourself to feel these feelings, they start to disperse. There, we're moving through it. So as you're feeling these feelings, it helps that I'm holding this space for you. But just keep feeling where you're holding it in your body. Because just doing that, it makes it start to move really fast. It's always faster, you know, it's exponential when, you know, two or more are gathered, so to speak. Whew. Oh, yeah, you're doing great. Okay. What are you noticing?
I'm noticing that in my solar plexus it feels looser. And my throat feels more open.
Yeah. So you just look where the emotions are moving through. Just remember that, you know, you're not going to block them. You're not going to try to repress them. Because that's what keeps them stuck. So let's talk about positive action that you can take now. What positive action would you like to take?
Well, I want to do something for my mom. I've been thinking about writing. I just wasn't ready to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. But so some kind of project to honor her and move me so I'm just not sitting stuck. And to do the things that I know, like ground myself every morning. I just haven't, or meditate. It's just like, no, I don't care. I don't want to do anything. So like this morning I meditated to get back into doing that, get back
okay.
into the connections.
Okay. That's good. Now see, you don't have to take big action, but it's important to move forward. Because that also is going to move you forward on the healing journey. Will also give you insights and help you think about what you would like to do. Because where you are right now is perfect. You know, thank God you don't have to make any rush decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can just hang out. I know your sister's going to be moving, but you don't need to go anywhere for a little while, right?
Right.
It's okay where you are. It's familiar. Another past life thing coming up with your shoulder blade. So let's just go back there and see where you can find it. Right there. Yeah. Yeah, you're expanding. Very nice. My grandmother used to say that when you pray for loved ones who've passed, you help them progress on their journey. So you just send light and love and see her moving forward and progressing. Blessing her. It's important. How are you doing? What do you know?
That I physically feel better.
Yeah, you physically feel better. So think about driving on the bridge now. How's that feel?
Well, I've visualized myself going a little faster. I think I was going 20 miles an hour over the bridge, and I couldn't move my eyes left or right when I was actually driving.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's like I can only look at the 10 feet of road in front of me and just stay totally focused there. There's people zoom by me, but I was just picturing myself driving over the bridge, going a little. I started to go a little too fast. I could feel it in my gut, so I slowed down a little bit. It's okay.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute. Very cool. Okay. So is there anything else we need to address?
No, I think we did a lot of good work.
Yes, you did. Okay.
And we have our class tonight.
I'm sorry?
And we have our class, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. I was
tomorrow
gonna
night.
Say, tonight? No. It's tomorrow night, yeah.
Tomorrow night.
So are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, got a good group. Oh, yeah, I never set up the Facebook page. I'll do that now. The never-ending story. Every time I travel, things get, and my website is getting updated, and they updated it and deleted the class page, so they had to reverse everything. This was on Friday. So they're moving everything over. Big job.
Great.
But it's going to be great. Okay, it's sweetie
good.
Pie. So I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you.
Tomorrow. And
Thank
I'll,
you, Marbeth.
And I'll send you the recording or
okay.
put it up on your page, your private page.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much.